Λένε πως αν θέλεις να γνωρίσεις.
They say that if you want to truly know Crete, you should start with its gastronomy. Another defining trait of the island is the warm hospitality of its people. And if we bring the two together, we have Vegera, which is not just a farm or a cooking lesson but a true life experience. On the other end of the line we have Mr. Paraskevas Kourakis, who is in Stylos, Anya, a beautiful village in the Apokoronas region. Mr. Kourakis, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start by talking about what Vegera really is.
We are the ones who should thank you for this opportunity. Vegera means the moment when we all sit together around the table, whether we are strangers, neighbors, or family. We eat, we drink some wine, we talk, we share stories about our day, our news, and in that way, we feel that we have someone by our side, not just to talk to, but to stand by us as we stand by them. And in that moment, when all this happens, and you truly feel someone is there with you, that is the moment we call Vegera. Then you return home, lie down free of worries, and feel at peace.
A beautiful gathering, a reason to sit together at the table, share wine, talk, and enjoy ourselves. Before we talk about what you offer visitors and what kind of experience they live when they come to you, tell us about your village, Stylos in Hania. A village, as we said, in Apokoronas. Describe it to us a little. What can someone see and experience when they come there?
In Stylos, Apokoronas, there are many rivers that spring from the White Mountains. They flow through here, so anyone visiting can walk by the rivers shaded by huge plane trees, especially in summer. They can drink the water too, of course, as it is crystal clear. It's a very beautiful village, full of greenery, with big plane trees. There are also many tavernas that serve traditional dishes. And the local people will embrace you immediately. Whatever you may need, they will be there without a second thought.
Wonderful. And there are also areas around that one can combine with a visit to Stylos?
Of course, Crete is surrounded by sea, and we are not far from the beaches. Visitors can easily combine their trip with the beach, with lovely beaches like Kalive, Kalemi, and the surrounding area. And it's also very close to the mountains. You can go to a traditional village like Fres, with its beautiful tavernas, or head up into the White Mountains. A traveler staying in Stylos has many things nearby. And it's also very close to Hania if they want to visit the city as well.
Exactly. In recent years we've seen that visitors don't just settle for beaches and a few landmarks. They want to truly live the place where they spend their holidays. How do you see the needs of people coming to Crete changing?
The truth is that in the past, visitors were looking for the more special food experiences, and not so much the traditional ones, just a nice beach and the sun, since maybe in their own countries they don't have as much. But in the last 2 or 3 years, I've noticed that travelers don't just look for the beach and the sun. They want to know and live like Cretans, to see how they raise their animals, how they cultivate, what makes them unique as Cretans. Why they are considered part of the global, blue zones, and every visitor wants to feel an embrace, a sense of connection from the local people.
Από τον ντόπιο άνθρωπο.
That's why they search for places and ways to be embraced and shown what Crete really means.
And how does someone actually learn what Crete means when they come to you?
When someone comes to us, we bring them into our family. We don't separate people by nation or country, we are all the same. We cook together, we open up, both us and them, and we share the same atmosphere. And during the experience, each visitor gives you something different by sharing the challenges and stories of life in their own countries. And through us, they get the chance to open up, to feel hospitality, and to taste traditional dishes they help create themselves. All of this together truly elevates the visitor's experience.
Tell us a bit about the dishes you mainly prepare, and which ones impress them the most.
We make stuffed vegetables, we make bariki, kalitsounia with misithra cheese and onion. We make lamb in the wood-fired oven, potatoes in the ashes, our local dakes, and cretan salad. What usually surprises them the most is the bariki, for example. Or the stuffed vegetables, such a simple dish that they never thought to make before, and when they see how easy it is and how much flavor it gives back, it feels very special and unique to them.
Do some tell you they'll try these recipes back home?
Yes, later they send us messages after returning home, asking us for recipes and guidance so they can recreate what they made here.
And regarding Cretan products, what do they like most? Vegetables, or perhaps our cheeses?
Since vegetarianism has become a trend, many visitors don't try everything because of that. Some who avoid dairy may skip the cheese simply by choice.
Of course.
It's not that they don't like it. But whatever they do taste, especially in traditional villages and from local dairies or olive mills, they absolutely love. Many times visitors have shared stories with me about going to a village a day or two before, where they were so impressed by the cheese or olive oil that instead of buying just 2 liters, which seemed plenty to them, they bought 10.
Of course. You said the visitor becomes like a member of your family for a while. Is there a story that moved you, or one where you saw this was truly special for them? Perhaps when they come with their children, it becomes an opportunity for quality family time? Because often we spend many hours with our children without really being with them.
That's true. Many families worry that if they bring their kids, they won't enjoy it the same way adults do. But in the end, when they come, because of my little niece in the family, we have many toys for children. They always have things to play with if they want. But during the experience, children often lose interest in toys and start cooking with their parents. It excites them even more. And that makes parents trust us more, enjoy more, and open up to us more. That is a very powerful feeling. To see a child leave its toys to cook with their parents and with us. Another strong memory we had was with a couple from Anya. They had booked to come, but at the last minute they wanted to cancel. They called to cancel because they had changed their plans. But I didn't let them, not for the money, but because I knew it would be hard for them to find such a nice experience elsewhere. So by not letting them cancel, I convinced them to come. On the way, they had travel issues and arrived upset. They came already frustrated, unhappy, before we even started. We made coffee, got to know each other, and talked about their troubles. Talked, they shared all the stress about their journey and how they'd wanted to cancel, but ended up here after all. I told them that whatever happens here today, it's something they'll always remember and talk about in their life. It was just the two of them, we had no one else booked. So we started cooking. They cooked while I was out in the garden weeding and tidying up. Later, after we'd gone to the stables and visited my grandmother, we came back to sit at the table to eat. Some family friends of my uncle arrived from Zoniana, because he was getting married and they came to give him a gift since they couldn't make it to the wedding. When they came in dressed all in black, traditionally their expressions were serious and their looks were quite intense. The couple got nervous and asked me straight away why there were other people at their table. I told them this is what a vegera is, it's family. A good group of people. They sat down, we ate, I had even prepared extra food to welcome them properly. We shared everything, poured some wine. And through the company and conversation, people opened up. They even started singing matinades. The woman, the bride, started singing and dancing too. We played music, and it turned into such a gathering that when they left, they were in tears. I'll never forget that moment.
Of course. And as you said, they become part of your family.
Yes. They start off with certain filters, but we try to help them let go of those. To just be. Just to be human, that's what matters.
That's actually what I was going to ask next, but you already answered it. How do you ensure that the experience you offer stays authentic and not just touristy? Because what people live here is exactly what a cretin would live.
Exactly. We don't treat anyone differently, local or foreign. We're a family. We open our home and welcome them in, and during the experience, they open up to us too. In the end, through food, conversation, and company, they relaxed, sang matinades, and even danced. They left in tears of joy. I will never forget that moment. These experiences stay with you for life. There was also a man once, 70 years old. While we were cooking, he got a phone call. It was his doctor telling him he had beaten cancer. He told me, "Friend, I will never forget this day. And neither will I. These are unforgettable experiences."
Let's also talk a little about zero waste. It's something you apply in your daily life. How exactly?
We grew up in a small neighborhood in Stylos. We didn't have the financial comfort to throw things away. So from our parents and grandparents, we learned to apply zero waste. If food is left today, we eat it tomorrow. If it's still left tomorrow, we eat it the next day. Scraps from cooking go to the chickens or pigs. Vegetables that spoil or weeds from the garden go to the goats. And then they give back manure for our garden. This is recycling. It's a way of living with measure, of cooperating with the animals and the land. We don't buy fertilizer, we make our own. Whatever we can, we reuse. Even pruned branches are used in the wood oven or fireplace.
Exactly. Mr. Kourakis, let's close with this. When someone leaves you, what memory do you want them to take?
I want them to leave remembering they had a wonderful, unique time. That they didn't just come for an experience and leave, but that they left with something in their hearts. And that if they come to Crete again, they will visit us. We'd love to meet them again, hear their news, and share ours. It would be beautiful for someone to leave full and to keep communicating with us for years.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you. We hope to continue offering these experiences.
And may you do so for a long time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
Be well. Thank you.